You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, you're listening to the Wig Hackers podcast, where you get the real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Hello, Wig Hackers. It's your host, Daniel Coy. This is an early one. I think this is the earliest one I've ever have recorded right now. I just couldn't sleep. Shocker. My Xanax Ambien wore off. So I decided to create a podcast for you all. And how a creative mind never stops. I've been trying to read books, trying to, I don't know, get a better grasp of being a creative and trying to hone it, trying to make sure I'm using it to the best of my abilities. You know, there's so many books on being great and being the best and being, you know, the best in your niche, the best in your craft. And it's kind of true. To build yourself up in these self-motivational talks that you have to have with yourself seems to be on the uprise. But it's a whole new level for me. I mean, as a creative, I'm technically a loner. So I do have the feelings that I can do it all. And that is not really good in a team environment, especially when you are working on a team. So that's been like my past year and a half struggle. But it's been going well. I'm trying to attract the right people. I'm trying to attract the right situations. I'm trying to change what I'm attracting to myself. Changing my mindset from not enough to abundance has really helped in this, and how it's really changed where my focuses are. And, you know, and when you just don't have to give a response back, you know, where, you know, 10, 12 years ago, I'm kind of like, you know everything, you're going to start talking back, you're like, you know, fight the, whatever you want to call it, resistance, you know. But it's been very great, challenging, you know, dealing with all the different variety of people that I have worked with from, you know, I mean, they get in the gamut, guys. I mean, from newbies to YouTube people to reality to, you know, multi-Emmy award winning, you know, you name it, across the board. So I've been kind of reflecting on that. And there's basically one thing that really sticks out in my mind when I, like, close my eyes, and I can't remember anyone's name, but I know everyone's face, and I know how I felt with them. And
it kind of resides, it just resides in me that I feel that I know there are, you know, physical things you can leave in the world and blah, 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 you know, start foundations and this and that. But, you know, as for me personally, what do I want to leave behind? What is my legacy? You know, what do you want to do from, I don't know. So it's a little bit of a rant today. And I just think I would rather have people, even though I don't care, like right now in the moment, like I really don't care what they think, but I want them to at least have a chuckle at something I did. You know, if it was, I don't know, I said something crazy or my eye rolls or just having a good time on set or I liked working with this person or whatever it may be. I want them to feel accepted. I want them to feel, you know, able to talk, you know, open. So yeah, I'm hopefully going to be working on some more. I'm pretty to the point. I mean, if you've been listening this long, you know, there's no, sugarcoating things. But I'm going to try to speak a little bit more clearer for the other person, you know, cause I mean, any laborers out there, you all know we can create a whole thing of the story in our mind. So now it's not about the story. Now it's going to be like bringing it more factually, and having the right people around to help bring that out in you is really like key. No one can do it alone. That's like a big thing. So just know that you're not alone. If you feel you are, y'all, I hope I pop in your head, you know, that little like poof. Nope, Daniel's alone. It's all right. We're together. So I am here. As I've told you, all my social media, I always answer questions, comments, queries, concerns. Let me know. But yeah, I'm going to try, you know, that's all we can do is our best. And yes, I'm going to become better at my craft. And yes, I'm going to be honing in my skills to work more efficiently, more effectively, and create a better product. Whatever it may be, from hair to hair products to education to inspiration. Yeah, I'm going all in. So that's where I'm at right now in this world that we're in. So I'm quite excited to see where it comes. I've been doing a ton of education. You know, we're going to be launching it, so hopefully I'll be getting some feedback on what to change, what to twist, what to turn. So if any of you are interested in kind of being my beta test group, would love to hear from you. Please send me a message. Let me know that you listen to my podcast and that you would like to be a part of my beta group. I would love to have you so I can, you know, and let's, you know, let's take it seriously too, because it's not a quick little like read through skim. I would love your actual feedback and see if, you know, whatever, if you're wherever you are in your journey with hair and wigs, I would love your feedback. So hit me up, you know how, all the socials, Daniel Coy, find me somewhere. Or Daniel Coy, shoot me an email. Yeah, so that's where I'm at right now. A little bit more somber right now, a little bit more quieter. It is very early in the morning. Well, not early, I mean, it's 8:30, guys, okay? So like, but still haven't had my first cup of coffee. I still have like 5 more hours, 8, 9, 10, 11, okay, 4 more hours before I can eat. Intermittent fasting. We're trying it. We're back on it. It's been a week. Feeling good. So I hope this helped you feel more connected in the craft that you are pursuing. I hope you had a chuckle or two, or at least a So, once again, thank you so much for paying attention and listening and being open to hearing me rant and rave about the wig world. Till next time, I'm Daniel Coy.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.